Hello friends, and welcome to the second episode of Women and Virtue, coming to your life on your favorite moral value talk. And today we're going to be talking to you on a very sensitive topic. It's very, very sensitive and it's very, very interesting. And we're going to be continuing from where we stopped on our first episode. So we're going to be talking to you on the 10 virtues of a Proverbs 31 woman, and strictly Proverbs 31 woman. Becoming a Proverbs 31 woman is about being perfect, but it is about character. So for you to know all you have to know about her and how to become this woman, you have to stick around. Don't go nowhere, because you're going on a short break, but when we come back, we'll clear you on this. But you have to do us a favor by hitting on the like button and make sure you drop us a comment. You'll be right back. Just stay with us. Hello everyone, and welcome back to this segment. We're going to be talking to you on the 10 virtues of a Proverbs 31 woman, and strictly Proverbs 31 woman. So becoming a Proverbs 31 woman isn't about being perfect or any other thing, but it is all about your character. It has to do with your character. So we're going to be listing the 10 virtues. So listen keenly, because we're going to also be explaining them one after the other. The first, faith. She loves Jesus. She loves Jesus with all of her heart. A virtuous woman serves God with all of her heart, mind, and soul. She seeks His will for her life and follows His ways. Proverbs 31:26, Proverbs 31:29 and 31, Matthew 22:37, John 14:15, Psalms 119:15. Then the second, we're going to be talking about marriage. She is a faithful bride. Just like we discussed in our last episode. That was the first episode of Bride and Fell, when we talk about she is a sacred bride. Observing a life of sanctity and making her bride, does her husband proud. Just like in Psalm 45 verse 13 to 14. The bride, a princess, looks glorious in her golden gown. In her beautiful robes, she is led to the king, accompanied by her bridesmaid. But in revised standard version, it says, with her virgin companion in her train, she is led to the king. Here, her groom describes as king. No wonder Sarah called Abraham her lord. She worships her husband because her husband is her small god, a representative of God Almighty. That is a virtuous woman for you. A virtuous woman respects her husband. She does him good all the days of her life. She is trustworthy and a helpmate. The first you should know about the virtuous woman that we're talking about is that she is the bride of Christ. You do not need an earthly husband to be a virtuous woman. Yes. Proverbs 31:11. 12. Proverbs 31:21-23. Proverbs 31:28. 1 Peter 3. Ephesians 5. Genesis 2:18. That means that as a single, your bodily presence calls temple and you don't defile it. It means that as a single woman, that gives you more opportunity to attract God's divine serenity and attention concerning the fact that you are still untainted, pure, and reserved. Holiness attracts God to live in us, His Holy Spirit, and is the sweet to encounter and experience of God's glory in our lives in abundance. So we're going to be talking about the third which is mothering. She is a loving mother, and her children call her blessed. A virtuous woman teaches her children the ways of her Father in heaven. She nurtures her children with the love of Christ, disciplines them with care and wisdom. Trains, disciplines them with care and wisdom, we say that, and train them in the way they should go. Proverbs 31:28, Proverbs 31:26, Proverbs 22:6, Deuteronomy 6, Luke 18:16. We're going to be talking on the fourth, which is health. She takes care of her physical, mental, and spiritual health. A virtuous woman cares for her body. We have said that before. She prepares healthy food for her family. Proverbs 31:14-15. Proverbs 31:17. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Genesis 1:29. Daniel 1. Leviticus 11. She doesn't give her husband or children concoction as food. That's malnourished food. No, but washes her hands to prepare delicious and healthy food for her family. She is so alluring in every single thing she does. Talking about the fifth service, she serves others with love and kindness. A virtuous woman serves her husband, her family, her friends, and her neighbors. So, looking at this virtuous woman, you have to know that it is not really a big deal, okay? It costs you nothing to be a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman, always gentle and loving spirit, she is charitable. Proverbs 31:12, Proverbs 31:15, Proverbs 31:20, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Then, next, the sixth, stewardship. She is a wise steward of the gifts God has given her. A virtuous woman spends money wisely. She is careful to purchase quality items which her family needs. Proverbs 31:14, Proverbs 31:16, Proverbs 31:18, 1 Timothy 6:10, Ephesians 5:23, Deuteronomy 14:22, Numbers 18:26. Universal the servant, industry. She is industrious and works with willing hands. A virtuous woman works willingly with her hands. She sings praises to God and does not crumble while complete in her task. Proverbs 31:13, Proverbs 31:16, Proverbs 31:24, Proverbs 31:31, Philippians 2:14. Praises are what she uses to work in dominion with God, praising God with her voice. Next to the earth, homemaking. She is a good manager of her home. We have said that before. That was in our first episode. A virtuous woman is a homemaker. She creates an inviting atmosphere of warmth and love for her family and guests. She uses hospitality to minister to those around her. Proverbs 31:15, Proverbs 31:20-22, Proverbs 31:27, Titus 2:5, Over to 1 Peter 4:9. Hebrews 13:2. She is very selfless. Then, the ninth, time. She spends her time on that which is good. A virtuous woman uses her time wisely. She works diligently to complete her daily task. She is never a lazy woman. She does not spend time dwelling on those things that do not please the Lord. Proverbs 31:13, Proverbs 31:19, Proverbs 31:27, then Ecclesiastes 3, Proverbs 16:19, Philippians 4:8. Then the 10, beauty. She is creative and embraces beauty and godliness. A virtuous woman is a woman of worth and beauty. She has the inner beauty that only comes from Christ. She uses her creativity and sense of style to create beauty, in her life and the lives of her loved ones. Proverbs 31:10, Proverbs 31:21 to 22, Proverbs 31:24-25, Isaiah 6:1-10, 1 Timothy 2:9, 1 Peter 3:1-6. In addition to the above 10 qualities, add cleanliness. A virtuous woman is a clean woman because she knows that cleanliness is next to godliness. She doesn't live in that environment. Likewise, her dishes are prepared in a clean environment for healthy living. She makes sure that everything is properly kept and arranged in their right positions to give her husband comfort zone whenever he returns home from work to rest and make the home look good and comfortable for her husband, children, and the cursed. Cleanliness is her first step. Now the next question. How can she be a virtuous woman? To be a virtuous woman, listen. Understand that true beauty lies within. True beauty is virtuous because true beauty develops out of good character and caring about the world. Before you consider looking virtuous, you need to look internally so that you actually become virtuous. True internal beauty and virtue go hand in hand. If you practice the life of a virtuous woman, you will also be a beautiful woman. Your beauty will be authentic, unique, and self-expressive rather than conformist. Then let your outer beauty reflect your inner beauty. Maintaining inner beauty does not mean that you cannot look beautiful on the outside as well. Beauty is homogeneous. So, if you are beautiful on the inside, you should take care of your body and treat it with enough respect so that others can glimpse your beauty as well. Do not use your outer beauty to replace or make up for inner beauty. A difficult task for women nowadays is balancing the fine line between looking the best while dressing modestly. So you have to let the two, okay, be compatible. A revealing outfit might temporarily attract men, but men of character are won over by women of virtue. Yes, while men are responsible for their own thoughts and actions, they are also visual beings and tend to be influenced easily by what they see. That's true. Being kind enough and respectful enough to yourself to attract the attention and self-image you want to attract. That's it. Then the next, treat your body well. There is a certain amount of virtue in respecting your body and treating it well. Stay healthy by eating healthy foods. Of course, you can be a virtuous woman even if you are not in perfect shape or even if you indulge in the occasional piece of junk food. Respect is a virtue, however, and That includes self-respect. If you respect your body, you should at least try to care for it well enough to stay healthy and avoid harmful, like drugs or abusive amounts of alcohol and so on. Self-destructive behavior breeds more self-destructive behavior, so be wise enough to prevent it. If you do indulge, remember that the same mind that got you into trouble won't be there, okay? Won't be there just to get you out of it. So she doesn't indulge in abominable or sacrilegious acts, and she doesn't defy her body. Adulterous act stinks in her sight. She is reserved and her husband respects her. Okay, then the next. Help build the home. She builds the home with her husband and doesn't look out for another man to foot her bill. She is independently dependent on her husband. She builds in prayer with her husband. She is not wayward or extravagant in spending. She saves money for future needs. She doesn't stop her husband on the doorpost, tying him on his neck or holding his trousers for feeding money. She understands. She is an understanding core to the husband, and her husband treasures her as his diamond. Then the next piece. Next is peace. A virtuous woman is peace to the husband and the husband's family. She doesn't bring discontent among her husband and brothers. She respects the father-in-law, mother-in-law, brothers-in-law, sister-in-law, treating them as her own. She is respectful, humble, loving, kind-hearted, glorious. Her glory glows and hovering around her. She is a beacon of morality and they raise other women the right path through her character disposal. Then the next, serve others. She serves others. Humanitarian services. She is loyal, loving, and a perfect woman to attract God's glory. She is hospitable, generous, and kind. Then the next, do not falter on your responsibilities. If you are giving a task at school or work, finish it in a timely manner and without procrastination. Another way to look out at these principles is to label it as self-discipline. Even if no one is watching and you are able to procrastinate on a task or put less than your best effort into it, you should still do your best with it and complete the task promptly. True virtue is not found merely in the actions but that others can see, but in the actions you perform when no one is looking at you. Then the next, we have to summarize it up now with this. Just listen. She uses her time wisely. She uses her money and earthly resources wisely. She respects her husband for the married. She is faithful. She has faith. She is prayerful. She is receptive. And she respects her parents for the single woman. She is a loving mother for the married. Well, you don't just listen to our today's episode, which is the second episode of Women and Virtue. And we are so glad to have you to the end of this show, for you to stick around and be with us to this time. We are so grateful. And you just listened to the second episode of Women and Virtue, coming to you live on your Moral Value Talk, your favorite Moral Value Talk. And we're so glad you just listened to us today. Join us on our next episode. I still remain your girlfriend on Moral Value Talk, Hope Mbadewa. Thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Love you bunches. Bye.